This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on poverty, wages, and working conditions for caregivers are a crisis. Think about these projections and facts. Caregivers, including home health aides, personal care attendants, and certified nursing assistants, according to government projections, are going to continue to be among the fastest growing occupations. The Labor Department estimates that 1 million jobs in this classification will be added in the decade that started in 2014 and will end in 2024. Okay, there is a certain amount of guessing here, but the message is solid. As people get older, weaker, and more impaired, they're going to need more help, and the helpers are the caregivers in these categories. Anyone who has spent time in a hospital or cared for a loved one or wrestled with the issue of older relatives and their needs knows that their lives, and often our own, depend on them completely. The primary sitters for my almost 94-year-old mother are like family. One is a constant at Thanksgiving now. Another was a union steward for Local 100 for decades. They make my mother's life possible, and frankly, mine as well, because without their constancy and competence, how would I work and travel on my schedule? I couldn't. But the facts are also that a quarter of all caregivers live in poverty. It's also a fact that 40% leave these occupations entirely within a year. Our union represents nursing home workers in Louisiana, along with other care workers in homes and facilities for residents who are differently abled mentally. As part of our contracts and labor law, we get regular employee lists. The turnover is amazing. We recently settled contracts for 4 nursing homes in Shreveport. We organized and brought the homes under contract in the mid-1980s, when they were owned by a family in the area. When we first won the elections, the workers were all paid minimum wage with no holidays, no vacations, no nothing. Our workers are quietly celebrating their new contract now. In Right to Work Louisiana, almost 50 have joined the union in the several weeks since we reached agreement. Some workers will get raises of between $1,000 and $2,000 per year for full-time work. Why? We were able, with the company's agreement, to get the base rate for certified nursing assistants up to $10 per hour and increase the level of annual and biannual raises. The Shreveport-based homes had been bought by a Dallas-based company that had realized in this economy they couldn't continue to hire people and keep the staffing ratios without agreeing to raise wages. Will there still be turnover? Oh, yes. Will some of our members still live in poverty? Oh, yes. Does this fit in with the mega political issues abounding at the state and federal level? Oh, mercy, yes. Insurance is offered to all of the workers, but none can afford it at these wages. The state is in permanent financial crises, affecting the reimbursement rate for caregivers, and in fact, the power of the nursing home industry and lobbyists has retarded the growth of home health care aides. Federally, Republicans are still trying to figure out how to cut back on support for Medicaid and Medicare, which is the bulk of the reimbursement. Eduardo Porter argues in the New York Times that these critical caregiving jobs have to offer a path to the middle class. He's right on the money, but who's willing to pay the bills, even when lives depend on it? This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.